Glory. Make sure we're on. Trey. Good. Amen. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. All right, that's good. That's good. That's good. Amen. Amen. All right, level up. It's going. Extend your hands to the youth. Extend your hand to the next generation. Victorious. Victorious. We bless you. We bless you. Encourage you. Victory. Taking ground. Taking mountains. Taking your position. Hearing the word of the Lord and activating in it. We thank you for you and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want at this time to bring up the speaker that will speak to you today. The Lord has impressed on my heart to put people in their positions. And when I've recognized the call on your life and recognized the gift that God has given you, I will extract it and lock that gift to get you to do what God has called you to do. And I've watched this individual for the times that they've been here with us, and I kept telling her, you are a preacher, and you've got a fiery word inside of you. You need to bring it out and release what God gives you. So at this time, I want Patricia to come on up. Come on, Patricia. I want Patricia to bless you with what she has, and I spoke to her last week. I said, are you ready? She says, yeah, but I may not preach like 30, 40 minutes. It may be 10 minutes. I said, then you bring 10 minutes of what God gave you. That's all. And just be you. You're at home with family. Amen. So at this time, I want you, Patricia, to come and bless the congregation with what the Lord has given you today. Amen.
Amen. Oh, man. Here come all the nerves now. Amen. Well, thank you, House of Manna. Thank you, Pastor Marty and Pastor Ines, for this opportunity to bring forth the word that God gave me. And to my spiritual parents and pastors, Pastor Benny and Pastor Sally, and of course to my handsome husband back there, amen, for all the encouraging words that he gave me, amen. I just want to start off with a little prayer before we get started. You can just close your eyes and bow your heads. Father God, we come to you today, Father God, thanking you for this beautiful day that you gave us today, Father God. Thank you for waking us up, Father God. Thank you for bringing us here safely to gather together, Father God, to hear from you, Father God. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you, Father God, remove me, Father God, remove my voice, my opinions, my thoughts, Father God. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that everything that comes forth, Father God, be from you. I am just your mouthpiece, Father God, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for using me today, Father God. I ask that you bless your people that are here, Father God. Bless the children, bless the youth, Father God. As we all receive from you today, Father God, prepare our hearts, prepare our spirits. In Jesus' name we say, amen. So if you'll turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5. And you'll hear a word in this scripture. And after you hear this word a few times, I'll reveal what the message title is. Amen. Or it already didn't show. Amen. So the word says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. Amen. So the title of the message is Comfort to Comfort. And you're probably wondering, like, what's comfort to comfort? Like, there's only one comfort, right? Well, you're wrong. There's a definition that reads, if you can put that up. There's two definitions. The noun comfort is a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or constraint, or the easing or alleviation of a person's feeling of grief or distress. The verb is to ease the grief or distress of. That little word right there, of, or to console. If we can just leave that up for a little bit. So as you can see, there's a noun and a verb. the noun is for us. God brings comfort to us. We're comfortable, right? The verb is an action. Not to, you know, I'm sure you know your English and so forth, but your verb is the action. So we receive comfort from God. That's our noun. And the verb is comfort for others. So what God gives to us, we should be giving to others. Amen? So again, the noun definition is for us and the verb definition is for others. Now, I know it's tough, amen, because there's times when we think, man, our life is hard. Like, I don't got time to think about them. I got to worry about me and mine and my household and my children or my spouse or so forth. And it's okay. It's okay to focus on you for a little bit, amen? But we can't stop just there. We have to keep going and giving what God's given us to somebody else because we know what it feels like, amen? And I mean, in this scripture that we read early in 2 Corinthians is a scripture that came out of one of the letters the Apostle Paul wrote. And if you read through all of his letters, you see that this is one of the most personal letters that the Apostle Paul wrote. Because this is the one where he talks about all of his personal experiences and what he's gone through. And he talks about the number of times he was beaten. He was in prison. He was lashed. He was stoned. He was left for dead and even shipwrecked. Man. Now, we may not have gone through these personal experiences, but we have our own personal experiences that we've gone through before we gave our lives to God. Man. I know I do, and sometimes I don't want to share it. Man, because I think my business is my business. Nobody else needs to know what I've gone through. And sometimes we think nobody needs to know because I'm ashamed of it. Amen. And fair warning, I'm a crier, so just going to have to stay with me on that, okay? So we have our own personal experiences, things that we've done in the past that we're not too open to share. Amen. But what I've come to realize is that there was somebody else before me who went through that and gave me encouraging words. And then I was able to be where I needed to be to cry out to God and say, God, take this pain. God, take care of this. God, help me in this area and so forth. Because somebody else was able to tell me, hey, God did it for me. I know how you feel. So why can't we do the same thing for somebody else? Amen. I mean, this whole race to get to heaven and all that is great. It's for us. Get there. But why not take some people with you? Take some other people with you. It's not just you. I know they say you can't hold on to somebody's garment as they're going up or whatever. It's okay. You grab them then. You bring them up with you. Amen? So God allows these experiences to occur in our lives so that we can develop these testimonies. Like I said, we have to share them. And it's good for other people to hear your testimony. Now, I didn't want to share this message. I'll tell you that right now. I was back and forth with God. No, no. It should be, you know, it's the first Sunday of the year. Let's do a new year, new beginnings. Let's do something like that, God. And he's like, no. Give this because we go through these routines and traditions of, okay, we'll share this on this day and this on this day. And let's talk about this topic here, but let's not talk about this topic or, you know. And I said, okay, God, but I don't want to share anything personal. Don't let me share anything personal. And he was like, no, you're going to have to. And I was like, God, no, no. And it's funny because as soon as Pastor Marty had asked me to share, I was like, man, I know what's going to happen. God gives you the message by putting you through it, and then you can share it to somebody else. Amen? So as I was preparing this, man, I was just crying and crying and crying. Like, God, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I mean, I'll do it because you're telling me to do it, but I don't want to do it. Amen? Am I the only one who does that? Amen? So he wanted me to share with you a little bit of my testimony, amen? God took me out of some dark times. dark times. And I thank him for it because I don't think I'd be standing here right now in front of you people. I probably would have never met my husband. And never would have met any of you. Wouldn't be here, man. I know what it feels like to be so broken that you don't even want to live. I know what it feels like to be so broken that you gotta try to put a smile on your face, but in the dark you're drinking up the bottles, popping the pills, smoking what you gotta smoke. I know what it feels like to self-destruct, to try to release the pain, but the pain's still there and now you just have another pain. I know what it feels like to run to men and women to try to feel that love. I know what it feels like. And I didn't realize that once God took me out of it, there was somebody else who was going through it too. And for a long time, I used to always take in young girls under my wing. Even before God, it was just others did it for me, so I did it for others, and it just grew this attachment. So there's a lot of little sisters that I have out there that no blood, not adopted or anything, but I would always take them in. Well, before God, I showed them what I would do. And that had ate me up so much when I got saved because I saw the destruction that I gave them. I showed them what it was like to lie to their parents, get away with this, get away with that. This is how you do it. If you want to party here, go, you know, do it this way. Or if it's too much for you, this is where you cut yourself so nobody will see it. This is where you, I did all of that. And it ate me up inside because once I got saved and realized, like, you can still do that, just do it the right way. Show them what you've gone through. And there's some young girls who know my life. I don't share it with all of them. I don't tell them everything. I just show them the parts that I know I can help them with. I can show them, like, look, I was here. I did this. I gave it to God, and now I'm here. And it's everybody's decision. It's their own decision what they want to do, but I was able to share just bits and pieces. But again, I don't trust a lot of people, so I don't like to always open up, but God said, no, it's your testimony, share it. Amen. So I say all of this, share all of that to share with you what God gave me in a form of a spoken word. And this is the one that I really didn't want to share. Amen. So remember, I'm just a messenger. Amen. And like Pastor said, it doesn't have to be long. So I'm almost done. Amen. So comfort to comfort, heart to heart. We receive some closure, but are we doing our part? Are we doing what God has called us to do? Or are we content with where we're at now, forgetting what it was like in the start? We have our peace. We have our possessions. We're doing a whole lot better than our previous position. Did we grow too comfortable with just doing enough? Saying our usual prayers, a bless you when we hear a sneeze, dressed up for weekly service, and then it's back home for the week? Are we too caught up with ourselves to even hear God, thinking God only wants us to maintain what he's already given us, what he's already done for us, and then choosing to ignore the voice inside, telling us that there's more to us? Just think for a minute on just how comfortable we may be, only receiving comfort and then just stopping there. Remember how stressed you were when the bills kept coming but the checks stopped providing? Remember how heartbroken you were when you lost that loved one and then felt like you were alone in this world? Remember how angry you were when the doctors gave you the news and you felt like you didn't deserve it? Remember how burdened and heavy you were when you realized your actions paid a price and that it affected everyone else around you? But still, God gave you comfort in your what do I do times, comfort in your this hurts times, comfort in your this isn't fair times, and comfort even in your please take my life times. So why? Why does it stop with us? Why do we go through the things we go through, receive comfort and healing, and then just stop? You see, God comforts us when we're in need, but we stop and we forget that we should also be comforting others in need. So I'll go back to the scripture in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our trouble so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows." God's love and comfort isn't just for us. So don't get too comfortable. You see, he has something for us to do. He worked in us so that he can work through us. We've been through what we've been through. We receive what we receive so that we could go out and begin to plant seeds. Seeds in those who are hurting. Seeds in those who are seeking. Because there's some who don't know where to go or who to seek. There's somebody out there depending on us to do what God has instructed us to do. We're delaying God's plans not only for ourselves, but the plans he has for someone else to do. Someone else is stressed. Someone else is heartbroken. Someone else is angry. Someone else is heavy burden. You know what it feels like. You know what God did for you. And you know what you can testify to. You know what needs to be heard. You know what needs to be done. And you know how much better they can be. So I say again, comfort to comfort, heart to heart. We receive some closure, but are we doing our part? Or are we content with where we're at now, forgetting what it was like in the start?
Beautiful. Beautiful. That ministered to quite a few of us. Quite a few. And if that particular message right there pierced your heart, stand to your feet and come to the altar of change so we can let it all go and release what needs to be released. He is a true physician of all, where he can bring healing to every wound and restore everything that has been broken. We stand today at the altar of change before the God who knows all things. Get the oil in your hand and go anoint them. Benny, can you give me the instrumental, Benny? As you stand here, or even as you sit, reflect back on the times where maybe you have felt at times that, why do I go through, or why have I been through, or why is this happening to me? To me. Because right on the other side of what you're going through, it's for someone that you're going to help bring through. Some of the burdens and some of the pains that you may have, it may be so unbearable, but God is there with you. He hasn't left you, nor he's forsaken you. But he's a God that can bring total healing and restoration to you. He can remove the hatred, the unforgiveness. He can remove the sorrow and the pain. And he can renew your heart and your mind. As we stand today, we stand for total healing and restoration. We come in agreement and we stand with you to believe for total healing and restoration. For the hand of Almighty God to come forth, to bless, to heal, to restore. That every wound be healed by the balm of Gilead, for he is truly the healer. We bless and we stand with you and agree for the total healing and agreement now. In Jesus' name.